Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word behind the veil.
Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. Hi, I'm Ron, your host, and on this podcast, we will talk about what happens when we pray together. Just what does it mean to confess our sins one unto another?
But there's this battle that's ongoing, right? We have the fiery darts of the enemy that are attacking us and stuff. So we have something that can help us with our mind, where you go, okay, you know, something gets into your mind and you go through and it becomes an obsession. How can you keep that from happening? Your heart's set, you're giving thanksgiving to the Lord, boy. But this one thing just comes in like a fiery dart and just eats at you. And there's this whole thing of the helmet of salvation, right? Of the hope of salvation.
Right.
That the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in the peace of God.
Hey, Lori, I got a question for you in that, because I hear what you're saying, and I'm just throwing this as a question out to the group. When you get in that place like you're talking about, whether it's a problem or...
It's obsessed, yes.
Where your mind just will not let you sleep, you can't shrug it, you can't throw it off.
Right.
You know, it's just there and bugging the living heck out of you. Because I've tried different things, and I can't say I haven't been very successful with that. That's the point where you call for help for your brothers and sisters. Like I said, I've tried to do it as an individual. You get up, you know, at night, you know, your brain just keeps you up. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, you finally go, you know what? This is flipping crazy. I can't sleep. This, you know, my mind won't shut off about whatever problem it is. So I get up, you know, I get in the Word, or I go worship, pray in tongues. Does it help? Yeah, it helps a little, but it doesn't. It doesn't get that fiery dart or with that thing out of your brain.
Oh, it's true. That's true.
Do you reach into the relationships, your brothers and sisters, those that are close to you, and say, hey, look, you know, I'm not trying to lay something on you, but help me with this, because
right.
This thing is, you know, eating my lunch, but for a better word, you know?
I totally agree with you, Ron. You just can't overcome it. And you're not meant to. You're meant to draw on the people around you. So I'll call someone and talk to them about it and say, I can't get over this. Then we'll just pray together, and then it tends to lift.
Right with that, you don't have to be specific. God knows what you're going through.
Right.
And you just talk to someone and say, man, I've got this thing going on. Can you pray with me about
right.
it?
Yeah, yeah.
That is honestly the act of submission, because you're opening your heart. Once you give a specific, then that puts a seed in somebody else's brain, and then their brain starts running with that seed,
right.
And you've just imparted to them your problem.
Right.
They don't need
or
that.
Their opinion. Now they've got an opinion about it or whatever.
Yeah,
correct.
That's true.
You just created something that you didn't want. So you just say, please, I've got this issue. Pray with me about
it. Right.
And then let it go, because that's where the freedom comes from. God knows everything. Good, bad, ugly, indifferent, doesn't matter. He knows everything in relation to what you're going through. And the power of prayer is so much more than most people realize. And that's because it's the body ministry. It's the body feeding itself. It's the body holding one another up. And like Debbie's saying, you cannot do it alone.
You know, Alan, this fits right in, because if you talk to somebody about your problems or what you're going through, it puts a weight on them.
Yep.
And it's hard for them to get over that without having some sort of an opinion. If you tell somebody, well, I just have this thing going on, I don't want to talk to about it, but I just want you to pray with me. It's kind of, again, trusting the Lord. Again, it's that same spirit of thanksgiving and trust and going, Lord, you know what's going on here. I'm not going to lay a burden on my brother or sister about this, but I do need help. We know that God moves through human beings.
Yeah.
You know? And so when you start drawing upon the body of Christ, if they can just pray with you without knowing the problem, it's probably more effective than knowing the problem.
Right.
Because it gets their minds out of it.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Has nothing to do with what I think about whatever it is you're going right. through. Doesn't matter.
In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So what he's saying here is, if we have our minds set on the Lord, and it tells you in the Word to think of these things that are lovely and of good report and of virtue, so that you don't get captured by those things that snare you. And then there's a verse in Isaiah as well that says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee.
Many of the times when we reach out to one another, we're asking for intercession. And if you ask for prayer, the old terminology, well, tell me what's bothering you so I know what to pray about. That's the old way of doing things. It doesn't work in this day and age. And when we're interceding for one another, we don't need to know what the problem is. I think it's coming to the point where we have to really recognize what's happening. God is looking to create us, giving ourselves to being created and cutting off the negative. But Lord, show me who this person is. That's who I'm holding in your up to you, Lord, in intercession. This is a son. This is one of your chosen ones. This person trusts you. You become a co-creator.
Well, everyone, on this podcast, we've learned that we are not always able to overcome everything by ourselves. When we have issues or circumstances that we cannot overcome, we should call on those who will pray with us to see the victory come forth in our lives.
Experiencing the impartation of God's Word through His family is life. Has this time in His presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His Word to us live behind the veil.